Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And the What Really Happened website is now back up and running. So we got that taken care of here. And welcome to hour number two. So I was in the process of chastising Congressman Elliot Engel. He's a Democrat from New York. Now, New York's got lots of problems. And the New York voters need to ask themselves, why is this guy spending his taxpayer-funded time and energy and resources worrying about Jerusalem in Israel on the other side of the world? Does he not have things he should be taking care of here at home? And I hope that you will all remember that this coming November. Because right now, America needs leaders who will put America first, second, and third. And tinkering with other countries has to come way, 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 way down on the bottom of the list here. Unfortunately, with our current regime, tinkering with every other country on planet Earth appears to be their number one top priority. Now, getting on back to Israel itself, apparently one of their top economists is saying that Israel is facing an economic collapse, and for exactly the same reasons the United States is. All the wealth is being concentrated in a few hands at the top, and ordinary Israelis are having to deal with extreme hardships. Remember, about a year and a half ago, they actually set up a guillotine in a public square in Tel Aviv. They're feeling the hardships. They're feeling austerity. Apparently, Israel's government is so greedy to make sure that they know where all the money is, they're actually looking at legislation to outlaw cash entirely inside Israel. Everything will go through a little plastic card. So the banks get their piece of the action of everything that you do, from buying an ice cream cone to the magazine, postage stamps, and the bank gets a piece of the action, and the government knows every single thing you are doing. Now, a week ago, we were seeing this horrible story of a shooting at the Jewish Museum in Brussels. And, of course, we are getting, oh, it's anti-Semitism, it's the Muslims, it's this, it's that. It's turned out that one of the Israelis who was killed at the museum was a Mossad agent. One of the other people who was shot worked for an Israeli government agency called Nativ that engages in some activities inside Brussels related to Israel. Now, down in South America, Venezuela, the engineered, paid-for protests are turning violent. This is a repeat of what we saw in Kiev a couple of months ago. Oh, there's protesters, they're turning violent. Maduro has to resign, get him out. It's a step-by-step replay of what we saw happen in Kiev. And we're looking at this article over in Blacklisted News saying, yeah, there's a plan for a coup d'etat and assassination of Maduro. The U.S. government's been trying to get a sympathetic puppet regime into Venezuela for ages. They tried a coup d'etat against Hugo Chavez. That didn't work. And now that Hugo Chavez has passed away and Maduro's in the leadership, he's still selling Venezuela's oil for currencies other than the dollar, and that's why the United States is out to get him. In fact, there's an article over in S.J. Lindman Blogspot that Washington wants Maduro dead. And that is exactly the desperation they have right now to complete this agenda of restoring the world to the slavery of Bretton Woods, and making sure that all the world's resources are traded for only in the U.S. dollar, so that the U.S. financial system gets their mafia-like piece of the action of everybody else's trade. Now, at the end of World War II, the idea of a generally accepted international currency made some sense. The whole idea had been started by the British Empire. If you're going to deal with us, you will deal in pounds sterling. You will borrow your banknotes from the Bank of England at interest, which is what led to the American Revolution. But in this day of instantaneous funds transfers all over the world and instantaneous conversion, calculation of relative value, there isn't really a reason for there to be a single global currency. There's no advantage to everybody going through the U.S. dollar. They can trade currencies right across their own border. The U.S. is trying to drag the world back to what it was 100 years ago. And the world doesn't want to go. There's no reason for there to be a global currency any longer, other than in the minds of the New World Order fanatics who want to enslave all of humanity to a global version of private central banking. That's what they're after. And just like a multiplicity of nations is going to work to the benefit of the people in those nations, a multiplicity of currencies is going to prevent monopolistic control and exploitation of the people. That's where we are. Story coming out from this Philadelphia Inquirer co-owner Lewis Katz was apparently for reforming the Philadelphia Inquirer to try and rebuild it back up to the newspaper it used to be. And remember, back in the 1990s, it was the Philadelphia Inquirer that broke the story of the abuses of the civil forfeiture laws. So he was putting this deal together, and unfortunately he and six others were killed in the crash of a small business jet shortly after takeoff from an airfield outside Boston. And this happened just 4 days after they put together this $88 million deal to gain control of the Philadelphia Inquirer. A lot of small planes going down all over the place. Speaking of wet work, which is what we're talking about, it's been 10 years now since the death of Dr. David Kelly. And these days, even the British media are saying, yeah, it does look like he was killed to silence him. And the government said, oh, yeah, it's a suicide. It's just a, it, really, it's a horrible suicide here. Same thing with Vincent Foster, which is what got me started on this whole situation. Over at a website called suspiciousdeaths.blogspot.fr, and it's worth taking a look at, is a reminder that British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, who was the man who revealed that Al-Qaeda was working for the CIA, that Al-Qaeda was the name of that CIA database of U.S.-trained Mujahideen, died. Was just walking along, was walking for health, in perfect health, all of a sudden falls over dead. A lot of wet work going on. Now, Al-Qaeda, the literal translation of Al-Qaeda, means the base. And that's why it was used as the name for the database of these Mujahideen fighters working for the United States government in Charlie Wilson's war. But in Arabic slang, Al-Qaeda means a toilet. And Araish Al-Qaeda means I'm going to the bathroom. And obviously, if you are a genuine Muslim terrorist network, you're not going to run around calling yourself the toilet. It's another made-up hoax. It's another Emmanuel Goldstein to wag at you, to keep you afraid, obedient, and servile from the Department of Redundancies department here. Now then, I want to get back to this tragic shooting over in Santa Barbara. It is now confirmed that Elliot Rogers, who was the stabber slash shooter, maybe there were witnesses who insisted there was a second person in the car doing the actual shooting, but this Elliot Roger was taking Xanax in the days before the mass killing spree. And in fact, his family said he was probably taking too much of it. It's even mentioned in his manifesto: to end my life, I will quickly swallow all of the Xanax and Vicodin pills I have left, blah, 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 blah. Now, Xanax is definitely on the list of these prescription psychiatric medications that can provoke intense rage, paranoia, uncontrollable anger, and violence. It's the pills that are doing it. Remember last week they were saying, isn't it strange that all of these mass shootings are from kids from wealthy parents who could get them psychiatric treatment, and then they melt down? It's the treatment doing it. We'll be right back.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
What's really happening? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, maybe I can pray. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike Sinclair. Open your eyes. Tune in to Mike Sinclair. Oh, really happening?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, we're talking about these medications. We've talked about them for months and months now. How these prescription psychiatric medications have a long proven history of triggering extreme violence. Because of the public awareness, many of these products now include on their little package inserts in microscopic printing a warning that, yes, if you take this medication, you can just flip out completely. And we're not responsible because, after all, we have warned you in this half-point type. We know 25% of Americans, 20 to 25% of Americans are on some form of these medications. The police have a higher per capita usage of these medications, which goes a long way to explaining their treatment of the American people. Article over at naturalnews.com, over 10,000 American children are now on mind-altering medications for ADHD. Now, remember, the guy who came up with that term, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, admitted shortly before he passed away that it was a completely made-up, out-of-thin-air condition used to sell these medications to parents and schools to give to their kids. Now, when I was a kid, we saw that kind of situation in the classroom, and we called it what it was. Teacher is boring the crap out of us. They're pandering to the dummies and the kids who know what's going on and they're smart. There's nothing to hold their attention. They look out the window. But everything that goes on today in our society is declared a mental illness for which there is an available, costly prescription drug, which may make the situation worse. In fact, I was looking at somebody was commenting in the chat room that he'd been in this wonderful marriage, and then all of a sudden the doctor gave his wife this Xanax, and she went completely postal, and their marriage ended. And I've seen it happen to a lot of people who are put on these medications by their doctors. I had a bad experience with them once myself many, many years ago. So, of course, in the face of this growing public awareness that these medications are causing a lot of problem, House Democrats are introducing a gun control bill targeting the mentally ill in wake of the Isla Vista shootings. They want to have a law that says if you're mentally ill, you're not allowed to buy a gun. Now, on the face of it, this seems like a reasonable course of action, and were we in any other situation politically, I would tend to agree with it. The problem is, once they get an exception to the Second Amendment, where they can block your ownership of guns because you're mentally ill, they're going to start changing the definition of mentally ill. I mean, according to the National Institute of Mental Health, they're already claiming 26% of Americans suffer from mental illness. So that's 26% of Americans that are going to be denied their Second Amendment rights. They've been trying to declare that all returning war veterans are suffering from PTSD en masse as a class. If you're a returned veteran, you're presumed to be mentally ill, suffering PTSD, so you can't have guns. We saw this article over at tetrahedron.org. from a so-called mental health professional declaring that anybody who doesn't trust the U.S. government, they're obviously mentally ill. Same tactic they used in the former Soviet Union. So given the tendency of this government to try and pass a law for noble reasons and then immediately mutate it and pervert it into something unconstitutional, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. If you want to take guns away from somebody with a history of crime and violence, yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. But if you say guns can be banned because somebody is mentally ill, at the way mental illness is just thrown around, because there is no actual scientific test for mental illness. It's all subjective on the part of the practitioner. There's no meter they can hook up to that says this person is mentally ill. There was. We'd have a field day over in Washington, D.C. and Wall Street with all the sociopaths over there. All right, we're going to take some phone calls here. David in Boston. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Michael, I'll tell you what I'd like to run past you. What's kind of crystallizing in my mind is I order the IBM business cards and I pass them out. I'm very active in my community. I pass them out at churches. I try to pass them out at churches, but also I frequent a lot of VA hospitals and VA clinics and VA facilities. But what I'm hearing more and more recently when I try to pass them out, Michael, is, oh, no way. The NSA is watching us, and I'm not going to visit there. You know, if I tell them a little bit what IBM is like, oh, no, I'm not going to visit that site. I don't want to get my name on a list. And there's all this fear, and you can hardly even pass out these cards anymore. It used to be relatively easy, but since Edward Snowden and the NSA, people are paranoid. Well, anyways, where I'm going with this, Michael, over 3 years ago, Hillary Clinton began warning the globalist organizations, whether it's the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, and just the globalists in general. There's a whole bunch of their organizations. She began, I don't want to use the B word. I don't know if I can use the B word, but complaining. And you know what the B word for complaining?
I know. I got that. I got it in context.
Yeah. Well, she was whining that, are warning these globalists that, hey, we are losing the information war. In other words, like the true information that's coming out over IBM is overpowering our disinformation and our propaganda and everything. But I think more and more I'm beginning to think that the solution that the globalists came up with to reverse this loss of the info war, Michael, is Edward Snowden. I think he's a tool of the globalists, and I think they're just using him to spread all this fear where patriots are afraid to even keep in contact with other patriots. They're afraid to send emails to each other. It's just thrown a wet blanket, Michael.
I understand that's a possibility. In fact, when this whole NSA scandal broke, I speculated on the show that maybe this was something that the government wanted to try and scare us into silence, but it obviously hasn't worked. Now, when you're going into places like the VA, you're talking to people who are dependent on the goodwill of the federal government, and they're going to be afraid. That's why the government's trying to get everybody on food stamps, get everybody dependent so we won't fight back. But the backlash is that people are now out there writing their own codes and encryption systems, and the very people the government most needs to be looking at now have made their communications invisible. And it's caused all kinds of financial harm to the American computer industry, computer services industry. It looks to me like if this was a deliberate plan, it has not produced a very strong result and has, in fact, had a serious downside economically. It certainly has not helped America's image around the world has caused all kinds of diplomatic problems. So if it was a deliberate plan, they didn't think it all the way through. It seems to have caused a lot more problems than it solved. Certainly hasn't stopped me from talking to anybody.
Yeah. You know, it just seems to have thrown a wet blanket, Michael, on just the normal forces of democracy, which, you know,
I haven't seen that around here. I haven't seen that around here. Quite the opposite. People are now speaking out. They're angry. They're absolutely.
What are you talking about? Hawaii, Michael? Now, when you say you haven't seen them around here?
I'm saying. Because when I go out, I go to supermarkets, I go to the post office, and I'll talk to people openly. And 3 months ago, they sort of would nod and say, "Yeah, I think you're right." Today, they come back and say, "Oh, you're right." You know, it hasn't worked. It's failing miserably. Got to let you go, David. Got to take a commercial break. Back with George in Texas after these few words.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. George, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? You know, speak about those SSRIs. Friday night, I had to call the sheriff's department out because the neighbors were freaking out because the other neighbor who's on SSRIs, he was cutting himself and he was... Taking a hose, sticking an exhaust pipe, was going to start the engine, have it carbon monoxide flood the car. He was talking to angels, he was talking to demons.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, I found out it was the medication doing it, but this happened 5 times. I found out that he'd been sent under observation because the medication made him suicidal. And I told his wife, I said, why don't you just get him off the medication altogether? You know, because I don't see this medication really doing him any good.
Oh, because the doctor said it was a good thing, and the TV commercial said it was a good thing. And, you know, because I love my child, I have to buy him these chemicals and everything. And I don't know if you remember, years ago, there was an amazing movie. When Sean Connery quit being James Bond, he wanted to get away from that role as quickly as possible. And he got himself... a major role in a film called Zardoz, which was based on a very popular book, and the film is a cult classic. And part of the motif of the movie is this giant stone head that flies through the air, and it's constantly proclaiming, the gun is good, the penis is bad. And I almost feel like we're in a different mode of that same religious icon out there saying, you know, the pill is good, the gun is bad. And that's certainly what we're getting from Washington, D.C. these days.
Well, I just think, you know, the thing is, for people being mentally ill, they want to ban guns from being mentally ill. Why don't we just ban all the politicians having guns? Because they're narcissists, so that's mental illness. So,
yeah, I would absolutely agree with you. This ability to lie the nation into war and steal everybody's money without a shred of guilt, that is classic sociopathic behavior. But what is really important to understand is these medications are given to people who don't have any mental illness, and then it develops. So they give them a new pill. There was this horrible story, I wish I could find it again, about this woman in Britain. She was in her 20s, and the doctor just sort of said, yeah, this is going to make you a little bit, and she was perfectly okay, perfectly functional. And they gave her this psychiatric medication, and it started producing bizarre symptoms. So they switched her to a different medication. That made things worse. They switched her to another medication. The idea of simply stopping all the pills never occurred to them, and she went through about 15 different medications and wound up in a mental home. And if you go over to SSRIstories.com, one of the stories that really stands out is this kid in school was put on the medication, and all of a sudden he tries to commit suicide. And they get to him in time, and they save his life, and when it's all over, and they say, why did you want to kill yourself? And he says, I don't know. It just popped into my head, and I couldn't stop myself. And like I said, I had a really bad experience with these medications myself, and I will never, ever, ever take them again. And it is a problem. And Friday, I got interviewed on a rival radio network where that was the topic of discussion, where they were starting to say, you know, kids from poor families who are dealing with depression and anxiety and the stress of being from a poor family, they're not going out there and committing these mass homicidal rampages. It's always these kids from well-to-do families who can afford to send the kid for psychological treatment, which inevitably means they're going to give him all of these pills. And we know that this guy in Santa Barbara, Elliot Rogers, was on risperidone and Xanax and probably a bunch of others as well. I mean, he was on Vicodin, apparently. And Vicodin doesn't trigger violence, but Xanax does. It's well documented. It isn't the kids and it isn't the guns. It is these medications. And the TV corporate news doesn't want to talk about it, because they are dependent on those very lucrative pharmaceutical commercials. And by the way, the United States is one of only two industrialized nations that allows pharmaceutical advertising on TV for prescription medication. You want new Dametol, and go to your doctor and ask for the note. And the other nations have said, no, this is inappropriate ways of handling public health. And Congress held hearings about this problem. And they acknowledge there's a problem, but they didn't do anything about it because those pharmaceutical lobbyists write very big campaign donation checks. And so we're out here catching the bullets, and every time there's another one of these meltdowns, oh, it's the guns, it's the guns, we've got to take away the guns.
Well, you know, the basic thing is, you know, on a state level, I think we ought to be contacting our state legislatures trying to nullify this gun law, saying, nobody will be denied the right to keep and bear arms until they are adjudicated by a judge and a jury of their peers.
That would probably be a good way to do it. I mean, okay, I will concede there are people that shouldn't be allowed to carry guns. Right now, the police force strikes me as a good idea, if you want to talk about public safety, because since 9/11, the American police forces have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as the terrorists have. But we're supposed to ignore that because they have good intentions and the terrorists are evil people that we must oppose. But the reality is there is a problem with these medications. And while I would agree that if somebody is absolutely has a history of violence, and I say history of violence and crime, that yes, it is prudent to not allow them access to weapons. But to go out there with this bill saying that if the government determines you're mentally ill, you lose your Second Amendment rights, that's right out of the Soviet Union, because the government is already saying 1/4 of you suffer mental illness. Okay, so look at your 3 closest friends, and if they're acting normally, you're it. And they will take away your gun rights.
Well,
okay,
thank you,
Georgia. Mike. All right, we're going to let you go here. Now, here's a very interesting story. This came out of Gawker.com, and it has to do with the fact that the Beretta Firearms Company apparently put out briefly an article on how to hide your gun from the jackboots, and was basically suggestions about if you have a firearm that you don't want intruders into your home to locate, these are the ways where you could find ways to conceal it. Well, the post got pulled. It was over at guns.com. URL leads to a 404, and Beretta has deleted all reference to it. Somebody apparently made a phone call saying, look, when we kick down the doors of innocent law-abiding Americans to confiscate their home defense weapons, I'm sorry, I mean their instruments of terror, we don't want you guys making our job any harder. It's just crazy out there. Now then, getting on over to the VA scandal, which continues to get worse and worse and worse. There was an article that came out, and this is actually on CNN, that performance bonuses to the top officials at the Veterans Administration, or Veterans Affairs rather, were tied to those VA wait times. And that a lot of this manipulation and the push for the secret waiting list was tied to performance goals for bonuses. It wasn't just reassuring Americans that everybody who comes to the VA sees somebody within 2 weeks' time. Their bonuses were tied into it. And so a lot of veterans got put on those secret waiting lists and left to die for the sake of a slightly fatter paycheck. I think this has crossed the line into outright murder for profit. Now then, more news coming about the F-35. Biggest boondoggle in U.S. military history. The current price tag for 2,400 aircraft is $400 billion. That's twice what the nation spent to put man on the moon. The program is 7 years behind schedule, $163 billion over budget. The plane still can't be put into active service. The helmet fire control system will not work. Can't fly in fog, rain, or near lightning, or the electronics stop working. It is so junked up and heavy that it can't win a dogfight against the current contemporary Russian-Chinese jets. Huge, huge amounts of spending going on there. And it's not just F-35, F-22, the Independence-class littoral combat ships. They're having major problems with that new aircraft carrier, the one where they replaced steam catapults with the magnetic rail gun. Can't even get the elevators on that one to work. Now, let's see. We're coming up on another commercial break here. I'm going to tease this one story in. We're getting into the economy. British taxpayers may lose their entire, you'll pardon the expression, investment. £45 billion in the Royal Bank of Scotland. Apparently, it may collapse from what is being described as a £100 billion black hole, which apparently was not made abundantly clear when they went to the government for a taxpayer bailout. It's all starting to unravel. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks, then they tell us. The banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, getting back to the disconnect of our Skype feed at show start and the temporary interruption of service to the What Really Happened server. I actually have two different internet service providers. I have the one for the whatreallyhappened.com webpage, which is a dedicated server, and then for my other web pages, like my wife's music page, my animation page and stuff like that, I go to a completely separate company. I just got an email from that separate company that at the same time the What Really Happened website was taken down, there was a DOS attack against the server on my other websites at the same time. So somebody's trying to make a point. And they took steps, and all of the sites are back up and running, but obviously I've annoyed somebody who thinks the internet and everybody else's computers belong to them. So take a read through all the stories at whatreallyhappened.com today and try and guess what's the one that really set them off today here. All right, getting on back to the economy, there's a story we just put up here, and this is from Ben Swan, on the Federal Housing Finance Agency and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau are going to seize all financial records on every mortgage in the United States for a new federal database. I can't even begin to imagine what they think it's going to accomplish, but they seem to be getting into this idea that everything about your life, it has to be in one of their databases. Total information awareness, full spectrum dominance, whatever the buzzword they want to use. And none of this is the government's business. If you're going through Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, which are linked to the government, I could see maybe a justification. But if you've gone to your local neighborhood bank to get a mortgage and you're making the payments just fine, it's none of the government's business. None whatsoever. Now, from around the world, we are hearing about governments that have the brass ones to actually go after some of these crooked bankers. We know that following the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008, Iceland threw their crooked bankers in jail, and they fired the government that helped them loot the people. Vietnam has executed some of their corrupt criminal bankers. Iran just hung one, the richest man in their entire country, and they strung him up. And now over in Spain, their court has just scored their first conviction of bankers since the beginning of the crisis. But there's kind of a weird story going on here. Okay? These four guys who got convicted have made an offer to the court that they will return the 28 million euros in cash they stole from retirement plans, or rather they stole from the bank to give themselves, if they could stay out of jail. Okay? So what the bankers are going in, let's say that you've held up a convenience store and you get arrested and you go before the judge and say, look, judge, I'll give back everything I stole if you will let me stay out of jail. That's what these bankers are demanding of the court. Court will probably go along with it. Oh, yeah, just, you know, give back all that you stole, say that you're sorry, and you get to go home. Now, an article coming out of Investment Watch blog, the velocity of money in the U.S. falls to an all-time record low. What do we mean by the velocity of money? Well, basically it means how fast, how much money is actually in circulation rather than simply sitting in a bank account, sitting in a mayonnaise jar, sitting in a pocket. How much actual activity is going on where currency is changing hands, that's the velocity of money. And it's at an all-time record low. People aren't buying things. People aren't spending money. They're not investing. They're not hiring. They're not building. We've already seen reports over the last several weeks about what's called Retailmageddon, where all of these major retailers are shutting stores and letting people go. And I'm getting emails from other people who work for less visible companies that they're having half their staff let go or going out of business completely. We're all seeing the retailers close their doors because they're out there to be visible. That's part of what retail is, a store with a big name above it. But behind that store in the industrial parks, there are all kinds of other businesses most Americans don't see. You don't go driving around the industrial park and looking for what businesses are open or closed. But they are closing just as rapidly as the retail. The entire system is grinding to a halt. That is what is signaled by this velocity of money in the U.S. falls to an all-time record low. Another article out of Wall Street on Parade, is the market crazy? Treasuries are screaming crisis. While the stock market continues to tick along slightly in the green, in fact, it's slightly in the green again today. And basically, this article makes the point, when there is this much of a disconnect between the bond market and the stock market, obviously the stock market is being rigged. It's another confirmation of what we've been saying since the Clinton administration brought in the plunge protection team. The government and the bankers are manipulating the stock market, first of all, to make instant profits out of thin air, and because the government still uses that stock market as their economic banner. See, the stock market is way, way up here, and if you're out of a job and you've lost your home and you're hungry, it's your own fault. We're doing a great job. Look at the stock market. See, the stock market is up. Things must really be good out there. And the reality is we have descended back to the same situation that Americans were in back in that whole meltdown of 2007-2008. Americans are once again taking loans out on the equity in their home just to pay their month-to-month bills. They're cashing out their equity for those who still have equity. So many homes are underwater right now, they can't even do that. Another report out of Investment Watch blog, the first quarter of 2014, the retail numbers for the brick-and-mortar operations, the storefronts, their term, they suck. It's all grinding to a halt because the weight on the American economy from out-of-control government debt and interest paid on the public currency, which shouldn't be happening at all to begin with, has just crushed our economy down to where it's absolutely stalemated right now. The number of homeowners under the age of 35 is the lowest it's been since 1982. which is when they started keeping records. And by the way, if you're looking at buying a house, your student loan debt is now going to be considered when you apply for a mortgage. So if you went to college for a better job and you know, undertook about $50,000, $60,000 in student loans, that debt is now going to be part of the information the mortgage company will look at to see if they're going to give you a mortgage to buy your home. And we know that we've got generations now of kids who went to college, did the academic achievement, had to take out student loans because scholarships dried up and the cost of college has soared way out of proportion to the rate of inflation to force them onto that debt machine. And they graduate, and those high-paying jobs they were told justified a college degree are not here. And they're struggling with that debt. And now, because of a change in the rules in calculating for a mortgage, they're not going to be able to buy a house. Another story coming out of Huffington Post. Debt collectors have now figured out a way to directly seize your wages and savings. They're taking debtors to court to get the judge to issue liens and confiscation. And according to consumer advocates, the people who have this debt are not being notified so that they can show up and defend themselves. So the debt collection agency goes before the judge, says, we want to take the money. The judge says, sure, they're not here to say anything else. Go ahead and take it. The entire machine is geared to loot the American people to please the money junkies. And the justice system is not just. You're supposed to be notified of any court action against you. And consumer advocates are saying it's just not happening. The notifications get lost somehow. It's another engineered scam here. Final little story before the top of the hour, and this is over at ellenbrown.com, called Infrastructure Sticker Shock. And it's a point we've made before. When you have a government that issues a bond to finance some public facility, they'll tell you what the facility will cost, but they don't tell you what the ultimate interest is going to cost the taxpayer. And it will be more than the construction. The bankers make more money off the facility just for typing into a computer than the people who actually build it. We'll be right back with David Maryland and taxes.